Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. The first thing to know here is that Typeface is a very prominent AI company, and they have forged an alliance, like I mentioned, with marketing solutions provider Growthloop and Google Cloud to redefine the way organizations kind of approach marketing. And the three of them have essentially revealed the Gen AI Marketing Solution, which is an integrated platform aiming to simplify the campaign creation life cycles for marketers. And this new venture kind of enables marketing teams to generate customized content from blogs to social media activities by utilizing Google's BigQuery data and also Growthloop's audience segmentation features. And then, of course, Typeface's generative AI capabilities. So kind of tying all three of those together, and they're building this new product. The companies claim that this synergy can reduce the time required to formulate and, initiate creative campaigns from weeks to a mere matter of days or even hours, which is definitely a big, bold claim. I think what's really interesting here is this is, you know, maybe one of the few times I've seen like a quote unquote partnership from someone like Google Cloud, right? We don't really hear like AWS partnered with this AI, this generative AI company. It's more like, you know, like a partnership would mean like they just bought like compute on AWS, or even for Google Cloud, right? Like a quote unquote partnership could be something like the fact that Google Cloud invested $300 million into Anthropic at the beginning of the year, but it was just like essentially compute credits on their platform. So I think this is interesting that they're calling this a partnership, and it seems like this may be a little bit more integrated. One thing that's kind of interesting here is that post-launch, teams can actually measure the results of the campaign directly within Growthloop, and they can do that down to individual metrics such as revenue generated. So this is what they said about it specifically. This is, I believe, the co-founder and CEO of Growthloop, which is Chris Sell, said, quote, "Our collaboration results in an extraordinary solution, one that promises to reshape marketing workflows for businesses across the globe. As we harness the transformative power of generative AI, we found ourselves on the cusp of a new chapter, empowering digital marketing teams with unparalleled efficiency and success-driving tools." Now, that sounds really positive. It probably is. Of course, the CEO of a company is going to give a very positive statement and hype it up a lot. It's definitely still left to be said, you know, what the adoption of this tool is and how, you know, useful it becomes. You know, no reason to believe it wouldn't be, but, you know, just take a CEO's statement with a grain of salt, I always say. In any case, let's talk a little bit about generative AI and how I believe it really is the catalyst for marketing in today's day and age. I think while it remains kind of unclear when the, you know, unified Gen AI marketing solution will become generally available, there is no denying that the move to kind of rope in generative technologies is a very welcome change for marketers who are definitely, you know, facing increased pressure to create compelling personalized content to drive results in today's really fast-paced environment. My background is in marketing, specifically digital marketing, so I understand this very well. And I think what's interesting is actually according to Salesforce, that they did a survey of over 1,000 full-time marketers in the US, UK, and Australia. They found that generative AI is being seen as a game changer, and it can save an employee about 5 hours of work every week. That's more than a month every year, assuming 8-hour workdays. Like, this is absolutely insane. And I think this is 100% accurate. So I personally have seen some massive changes, some massive time saves in what I've worked on in marketing, and I think that this is definitely a very, very big benefit. Now, the other thing I will say is that, you know, for the most part, the most prevalent application of this kind of technology is kind of some of the rudimentary content creation and copywriting things that you can do with it. I think around 76% of marketers relying on language models like ChatGPT are essentially seeing a lot of really big benefit. So 76% of marketers are using ChatGPT for these kind of tasks. This isn't just like, it's not even like, oh, it's like the majority. It's like pretty much everybody. Like, I'm not sure who the 24% that is not, but it is, you know, obviously a massive impact. So platforms like LinkedIn's Campaign Manager and Meta are already adopting AI features to kind of streamline the generation of copy for ads. Google is also doing this, where essentially you can just give it the link of your website and it will figure out, like, of your landing page or whatever, and it will figure out everything that's being sold on there, and it will automatically generate all of the copy for the ads. And I think this is kind of underlying the growing influence of AI in shaping the future of personalized marketing. I think the precise date of generative AI marketing solutions' wider rollout isn't clear yet, but there is no doubt that it is going to be very transformative for digital marketers pressed for time and resources. And I think that I'm sure I'm biased here, right? Because I have a background in digital marketing, but like, of all the use cases of AI I've seen, I just feel like marketing has so many incredible potentials. And I'm sure all of you that are in different fields and areas see its potential in your different area. But for me, like, I really see every piece of content I create, every, you know, creative can be done with Midjourney or other things. And it's about to get even crazier once video kind of gets into the mix and becomes a main way that you can actually use AI to generate video. So very interesting field that we'll continue to watch in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.